Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
So non-deluded pride or confidence has basically the opposite characteristics than what we're just described. You know, so as I was mentioning here, in the definition of pride, where we're exaggerating our qualities and then feeling arrogant or exaggerating a sense of our own importance or feeling puffed up for slight reasons. Confidence is the opposite, right? We don't feel a need to exaggerate any quality we have, any strength we possess. Like, we just know we have it inside. Like, we know from our side. We don't have to say anything. We don't have to use it to exaggerate our relevance or worth or importance. We don't have to put ourselves above anyone else. We don't feel threatened by other people. We don't see them as our rivals. We're not overly sensitive to criticism. So all of those effects of deluded pride, we can see if we have confidence, is just gone. And so we've probably seen this sometimes, maybe when we've encountered people who have a genuine confidence, they have a freedom to recognize they're not the best. It doesn't mean they lack confidence. I remember being really intrigued once by this interview I read. It was with a musician who at the time had won some awards or something in some sort of peak of their success. And they were being interviewed about a new project they were working on. So it was one of those interviews that the whole point of it was for them to promote themselves, right? And talk about how excited they are about the project and how it's the best thing they ever did and blah, 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 blah. But what I found intriguing was it was quite clear that this musician was very passionate about music. And they were passionate about what they were doing, but mostly they were just really passionate about music. And so as the interview was going on, you know, they'd highlighted, you know, their process related to this project and so on and so forth. But then they went on to talk about, but do you know who I'm really inspired by right now? Is these three musicians. And they just went off for this tangent on like all of the things they liked about this musician and that musician. Nobody even knows about this person, but they should know. Go look at this person right now because they are amazing. I find them so, like, you know, of this era, like, they shouldn't be missed. They're so talented. And I thought, that's a genuine confidence, isn't it? There's no threat there, right? There's just a genuine inspiration over other people having that good quality or talent, or maybe even exceeding their own. No problem saying, yeah, I love what I do, I'm proud of what I've done, but others are better. Like, you should check them out, right? But not in like a self-loathing, I'm pathetic kind of way. Like, oh, I'm worthless. I'm terrible. This is the worst music I've ever done. Not like that, right? Just out of sheer inspiration. So this is what we often see, you know, with non-deluded pride or confidence. We're not threatened by other people. We can be inspired by their good qualities. We can be respectful of other people's strengths and abilities. We don't feel threatened by them in any way, right? That's an indication we have like a genuine confidence. But equally, we also can see that when we have a genuine confidence, we can recognize where we can grow and improve and learn, right? We're not sensitive to criticism. So we're not thinking, in order to feel confident, I have to be the best. Or in order to be confident, I have to be perfect. We can be confident recognizing we're not perfect, right? We're confident knowing, of course, we can learn and grow and improve. We can be confident knowing we make mistakes. There's no contradiction there. Whereas when we have deluded pride, we see a big contradiction there. A big contradiction there. That's why it's unbearable. Whereas with confidence, we recognize, like, no, it's okay if I make mistakes. It doesn't mean our confidence takes a hit and we go down And we think, oh, I'm the worst thing ever. Because this is what happens with deluded pride. We're the best thing ever, most important thing in the world, or we're the worst thing ever. It's like swinging. Whereas with confidence, we're just stable. There's good days, there's bad days, but it's not an indication about us as a person and our worth. Like our worth remains the same. But our skills and abilities might ebb and flow, right? Our qualities might ebb and flow. So with confidence, we recognize this. So then, if we're kind of clear from what's being described here about this difference between deluded pride and actual confidence, then we're ready to actually try to develop or build our confidence. So there's a section here that explains how we can develop what we call non-deluded pride or actual confidence, actual pride, on the basis of three things. So this is kind of like a mental training. We could try to train ourselves in these, feeling proud or confident in these things. Three things. And then over time, what we'll notice is that our confidence will grow and improve and stabilize. And in times where it feels weak, we know what to do. We're like, oh, I want to meditate on these three things. I need to make an effort. I want to build my confidence to meditate on these three things. So it says here, there are non-deluded prides that we should cultivate. Shantideva explains three types of non-deluded pride or confidence that are essential for completing our powers of effort. One, pride with respect to our potential. Two, pride in our actions. And three, pride in thinking we can destroy our delusions or obstacles. So these three are not the only ways we can develop confidence, but they're very important in creating a building block for it. So we can, of course, expand upon it, but it creates a basis whereby we can build confidence. So the first is pride with respect to our potential. So what this involves is our awareness that we have indestructible potential for any good quality and to improve in any way. Because a lot of times where we lose our confidence or we develop deluded pride or we just lack confidence altogether is where we have a sense of our loss of potential. So instead, what we have to understand is that from the Buddhist perspective, our potential as a person, definitely as a spiritual practitioner, is indestructible. We can always grow and improve and deepen our inner qualities. There's no point at which we're a lost cause from the standpoint of developing our inner qualities. So this doesn't translate to external things, right? There is a loss of potential that we can see in external things. And this is why it's very important to build our confidence on internal things. So if we built our confidence on our potential to, you know, have certain physical capabilities, then when we lose those capabilities, what's going to happen to our confidence? Because we've linked our confidence to them, we get discouraged. So maybe, you know, kind of going back to athleticism or something, you know, maybe as a kid, you had a physical ability to do certain things that already now you're like, nope, you know. Definitely not going to do that because things break and it takes longer to repair, right? Whereas as a kid, maybe it was like, oh yeah, I can climb that tree, you know, or I can, you know, go sledding, or I can, you know, do flips in the front yard or whatever it might be. And then there's a point where our body changes. And if our confidence and self-worth is based upon that, what happens when that changes? We lose our confidence. So same with anything external. Our possessions, our position, right? The roles that we play. I remember one of the first Buddhist centers that I attended, it was where I grew up in Seattle. And I was going to some classes there for a while. And one time this man comes in and I recognized him. He was a doctor I had as a kid. In fact, he was also a doctor my mom had as a kid, right? And so I went up to him and I said, Dr. Furuya, do you recognize me? I was one of your patients. So good to see you. And you know, so he was very, very gracious, very kind. He said hello, and he said, I'm not a doctor anymore. And I said, what do you mean? He's like, well, I'm retired now. I just retired in the last year. And I said, yeah, but you're still a doctor. You're still a doctor. And he's like, well, yeah, technically, I'm still a doctor, but he said, I'm really exploring not thinking of myself as a doctor because I found it hard to retire. Right, and that was kind of was getting him exploring new interests. Like he was going to this Buddhist meditation classes for a while. He was trying to pick up new hobbies. So he was trying to identify himself with not being a doctor as a kind of breadth and depth of who he was and where his values, you know, his value to society lay. So I think that this is where this is a very helpful point, is that when we're building confidence, we don't want to build it on external things. Even if for a while that can work, if we're not careful, when those external things change, it can cause our confidence to take a pretty big hit. Whereas if we build confidence on inner potentials, right, not our potential to make a lot of money or do backflips or parallel park, right, but on internal things, like our qualities as a person, like our potential to be more peaceful, our potential as a person to be happier, our potential as a person to suffer less, our potential to be more generous, more compassionate, more wise, that potential is indestructible. We'll hold it till we die. There's no point at which it expires. So if we're confident in that, right, our potential, then that confidence can help us in good times and bad. Like even if it seems like we're failing, right? We're not really failing, right? If inside we're developing our good qualities, then a lot of times our failures are also our successes as a person. So we can be confident in that potential that we're encountering some apparent failure, but we can grow as a person and increase our good qualities. So then we're not defeated or we're not discouraged because we have pride in our potential. So one of the things that's interesting here is it says that it increases our ability to complete our power of effort. What this means is if we have confidence in our potential, for example, it gives us an energy or an effort to realize that potential. Whereas if we don't believe and are not confident in our potential, what happens? Our effort goes south. We give up on ourselves. We give up on ourselves. Whereas if we have a confidence or pride in our potential, we don't give up on ourselves. We have an energy or effort to keep trying to realize that potential. So then the second is pride in our actions, right? Pride in our actions. So again, this is not referring to external actions per se. It's referring to our actions motivated by positive intentions. So we always want to build our confidence on the basis of our good deeds. Our good deeds, our positive actions. And what's really interesting is if this is our mark for confidence, our mark for success, this is very attainable, right? If we think every day we can perform good deeds, we can be kind, we can be considerate, we can say encouraging words, we can be patient with others, we can show people small gestures of kindness. We can support them. So every day we can do that. Whereas if the bar is set really high for confidence, like, okay, I have to be making this much money, be at this level of position, have this level of possessions, have ticked all these boxes, then we may never feel confident. Not because we can't feel confident, but we've set the bar really high. And so we'll always feel less than until we reach that point. But what we'll often discover is even if we reach that point, we won't necessarily have a confidence there because we haven't trained our mind in feeling confident. So along the way, right, we can think, all right, every day I can perform good actions, good deeds, and I can feel good about myself performing those good deeds. I can be proud of myself, right? Proud of performing positive or virtuous deeds. And that kind of pride isn't meaning we're better than anyone else. They could be doing the same thing, right? We hope they are. Hope the whole world is performing positive deeds. It's not making us, it's exclusively us that's performing good deeds. But we can stop and acknowledge our good deeds, which is increasing our sense of self-worth. We think, yeah, I'm performing good deeds. Like we encourage ourselves. So this is something very important. I remember my teacher Geshe Kelsang, he would often mention this when he was teaching international festivals, how we need to learn to encourage ourselves. He said, no one else will encourage you. And it's not true that nobody else will encourage us, but I think what he meant was if the encouragement we need is going to be in excess of what others will give us, always. If we're waiting for their encouragement to feel confident, we'll be waiting for a very long time. So we need to encourage ourselves and be like, you did a good job. Good for you, right? Like we need to acknowledge our good intentions and good actions. Like, you know, where we rejoice in them. We're delighted by ourselves in them. We're delighted by our own virtuous actions, intentions. And again, that has a power to increase our effort or energy. If we're encouraging ourselves, positive encouragement, it reinforces what we're doing and we'll want to do it again. And we'll feel happy doing it again. And we'll be doing it with or without anyone else's acknowledgement. We're not doing it because somebody's going to acknowledge us for it or notice. We're doing it because we feel it's the kind of person we want to be. With or without an audience, that's who we're going to be in that situation. Or who we're going to try to be in that situation or throughout our life. That's a real confidence, right? It's a real confidence. So this is something that we can use as we can try to develop a pride or a confidence in our actions, meaning our positive actions. And then the third type, the final type, is pride in thinking we can destroy our delusions, right? So our delusions are the root causes of our suffering. Our delusions are our own obstacles to happiness. So we need to have a confidence that feels we can destroy what's in the way of our happiness. A confidence that feels I can free myself from suffering. I can free myself from suffering. I can overcome my obstacles. I can be happy. I can be happy. It's actually not so far away from the first type of non-deluded pride, the pride in our potential. But it's just a slightly different emphasis where we're like kind of developing a victorious mind. So he gives an example here. He says, I can conquer all my delusions. They will never conquer me. So he developed this, I can conquer. I'll be victorious over any negativity, any suffering, any problems, any pain. I will conquer it. That's a huge confidence, isn't it? Imagine if you said that to yourself. Every time you had a problem or a pain, you're like, I will conquer this. It will never conquer me. You know, or if you're unhappy, instead of getting discouraged or depressed, thinking, I can be happy. This unhappiness will not conquer me. I will be happy. And we have that kind of mind of victory, right? That kind of confidence gives us energy to move in that direction. It's a profoundly positive state of mind to hold. So this type of confidence, this third type, is very important, where we think, okay, I can overcome my obstacles. I can overcome what harms me. I can overcome my suffering. I can be happy. I can fulfill my wishes for happiness. That kind of can-do attitude with respect to ourself is this third type of confidence. So then just to conclude, it says here, if we lack this self-confidence, we will easily be defeated by discouragement. So this is what we're trying to overcome, right? Is feelings of discouragement as well as the opposite of confidence, deluded pride. So we're using these three right? To develop genuine confidence, which is the opposite of a deluded confidence, deluded pride. But also, this type of confidence creates a freedom from discouragement.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.